USA Radio News with John Hunt.
From police injuries to financial losses from looters, the aftermath from weeks of cross-country protests are crushing some cities. All told, the unruly demonstrations following the death of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and Ahmaud Arbery could make it one of the costliest displays of civil disorder in U.S. history. In many places, the financial fallout comes as cities and states are draining their coffers trying to fight COVID-19. The end result for these cities could put them millions of dollars in the red and struggling for years. In Minneapolis, costs related to the protest could hit over $500 million. In Portland, Oregon, nearly 80 nights of destruction have caused them $23 million and counting. And in Chicago, a city that's seeing soaring crime rates and corruption at the highest levels, the damage done from the protest has high-end retailers crippled and mom-and-pop stores trying to eke out a living. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
A three-judge panel of the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals threw out California's ban on high-capacity ammunition magazines, saying the law violates the U.S. Constitution's protection to the right to bear firearms. Judge Kenneth Lee wrote for the panel's majority, "Even well-intentioned laws must pass constitutional muster." California's ban on magazines holding more than 10 bullets strikes at the core of the Second Amendment, the right to armed self-defense. He noted that California passed the law in the wake of heart-wrenching and highly publicized mass shootings, but said that's not enough to justify a ban whose scope is so sweeping that half of all magazines in America would be unlawful in California. Israel's agreement to establish diplomatic ties with the United Arab Emirates marks a great moment in its relationship with Arab countries, but Palestinians are saying it puts a just resolution of the Middle East conflict farther out of reach. Listen live anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With two test flights behind them, NASA and SpaceX are targeting the first operational launch of a Crew Dragon spacecraft on a flight carrying four astronauts to the International Space Station. The no earlier than launch date assumes NASA officials will get the certification following a detailed review of data collected during a piloted Crew Test Dragon flight earlier this summer. So far, officials say no major issues have come to light that would prevent clearance to proceed with operational space station crew rotation missions. If that holds up, the Crew Dragon capsule, perched atop a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket, would blast off. On board, whenever it takes off, will be NASA astronauts Mike Hopkins and Shannon Walker, making their second spaceflight each. Rookie astronaut Victor Glover and veteran Japanese flyer Soji Nogachi, making his third flight to the space station. Peter Fonda's wife, Margaret, is now suing Providence St. Joseph's Health Center in Santa Monica and a number of the doctors individually, claiming they negligently failed to properly consult, diagnose, and treat the late actor. According to newly filed legal documents, the hospital and doctors allegedly failed on a number of issues such as ordering proper tests, advising him of the necessity of more frequent follow-ups, and recommending he seek treatment from other specialists. Margaret alleges that Peter died due to the hospital and doctors' failure to perform each of those duties. The iconic actor died from lung cancer back in August 2019. He was 79. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.